I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Hello, I'm Sheila Rogers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca, campus and community radio in Kingston.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. Welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So today... It's a very funny episode, and it's funny only to me because it's actually really depressing. This is a concept that I thought of like last week that I really wanted to do, and then it became even more relevant as of the last few days. So this is really funny to me. It's not going to sound funny, but it's really funny to me. Today's concept is... It's kind of a mishmash of like a general sentiment, but applied in different situations. So the broad theme is you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Now, some of you might know that this is one of the lines in Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. We will be playing her today. Shout out Joni for her Lifetime Achievement Award at the Junos this past weekend that was presented by Mark Carney, which was... interesting, but I don't know what to say there. Let me explain a bit more about this theme because I think it needs a little bit of context. This is kind of an amalgamation of many feelings that I've experienced throughout the years, predominantly through the 5 years that I've been here at Queen's. There's the feeling of loss, in the sense of, you know, you kind of take advantage of the moment while you're in it, and you don't, or you take for granted of the moment while you're in it, and you don't really take the time to step back and appreciate what you have, what's around you, until you're on that precipice of you're almost done and you're crossing into a new leg or a new chapter of your life. And then you kind of reflect back on all of the years that you spent with that person or that place or that community. And you're like, wow, like I didn't really appreciate this as much as I could have in the moment. And I kind of took for granted that experience and that feeling. And I know that a lot of seniors
and people like graduating from Queens or maybe moving from Queens or moving on in a new chapter of their lives. I know that they're probably feeling very similarly. For me, this is a very strong feeling because I had so much at Queens where I was like, I don't really care about this. Like, I don't think I'll miss this. Like, I'm in the commerce program, and that has been absolute hell. I'm not aligned with a lot of the people in that program. I think there's, like, I could count on one hand how many people I've spoken to in that program and actually said, hey, you're cool. I could talk to you about anything that's not what is the debits and credits of this accounting problem. Yeah, so that's the part where I'm like, oh, you know, I don't even really at this point, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to miss it. But in second year, I found this wonderful community that is CFRC, and I found all of the people that I resonate with in Kingston, and I built this community for myself, or like I entered this community, and then I kind of found my bearings within it. And it's one of those things where, like, you know, you're like, oh, well, I'm always going to have this, and like these people are always going to be here. And to a certain extent, that's true. Like, I can probably always call anybody up from the station after I graduate and I move on and I leave and I move 2 hours away. But it's not the same as saying, hey, I'm going to be at the station Wednesday at 10 a.m. You want to come hang out while I do work, or you want to come hang out while I do my show, or do you want to hop on air with me? It's a very different feeling, and it's something that I definitely took for granted, like the ease of access to this community and these people. And I do want to keep doing, maybe not this show because it's a little bit more high effort in terms of, like, it's an hour long and it's a little bit more eclectic and whatever I throw together that week. And I might still do my other show, What's Brewing, which is just a 30-minute like run through of all new CanCon music. But it really did hit me this past like couple weeks, because I've been packing up my house and I've been setting plans to move and I've booked a U-Haul, and you know, you really don't know what you've got till it's gone. And I mean, Joni Mitchell talks about that in a very different way, because she's, you know, they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. I think that is applicable to other things in Kingston, though, and I do think that my year was maybe the last year that got to, like, enjoy Kingston at its core, if that makes sense. And even then, I could say that people who graduated 10 years ago would say the same thing. But, you know, we just saw an iconic venue shut down. Shout out to the Mansion. Rest in peace. We loved you. But I think we're starting to see a lot more of this. I don't want to say gentrification, but basically gentrification of a lot of these community spaces within Kingston. And we're seeing a lot of, like, you know, people buying out plots of land to build condos, and we're losing all of these important fixtures in the community. And I think that is what more speaks to the Joni Mitchell song. And I mean, you know, this is coming from a place of somebody who is now leaving Kingston, and you know, I'm gonna come back in 5 years. Well, probably not 5 years, I'll come back before that, but I'll come back in the future and it'll be completely different, and I will know less people here, and it just won't be the same. Like, I think my love for Kingston is in a very fixed place in time, and it's like that feeling of, even if I come back, I can't truly come back to the Kingston that I knew. So we're going to kick it off with Big Yellow Taxi. After that, we have Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. I thought this was kind of just like along the same line. I really like that song. And then finally, after that, we are going to put Insensitive by Jan Arden, our Canadian icon, another Canadian icon. And this is kind of just the same song where it's like somebody being insensitive towards you. And I don't know, like, I'll get into that afterwards, but we're going to kick it off with Big Yellow Taxi and Joni Mitchell right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
They paved Paradise, put up a parking lot with a
pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
To be in sync.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Insensitive by Jan Arden. Before that, we had Bobby Gentry with Ode to Billy Joe. And at the top of that set, Joni Mitchell with Big Yellow Taxi right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. And my mic is falling. Today, that was a very eclectic sampling of what we're doing. I feel like it's going to be a little bit more cohesive from now on, a little bit more alternative leaning, as most of my shows end up being by accident. But basically, today we are exploring the feeling of you don't know what you've got till it's gone, hence Big Yellow Taxi. The next part that we're going to be doing is this in like a relational aspect, but in a way where you're kind of like, I don't know. Okay, let me give you context. Let me trauma dump on you at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. The context here is having like an estranged family member who you've purposely like distanced yourself from because of many situations. And this person constantly, like, after you said, no, this is my boundary, no more, I'm done, they continue pushing and pushing and pushing and saying, I want to be in your life and I miss you and all of these things. And, you know, this can be either a family member, it can be an ex, it can be an ex-friend, whatever it means to you, whatever that represents. I would just say, like, I'm going a little bit from the perspective of being the person who has distanced themselves, and then also coming from the perspective of the person who is trying to get back into my life, if that makes sense, because there's a lot more music from that opposite perspective. And the reason I was talking about how this theme became so much more relevant in the most recent days is because I was thinking about how I want to do a concept kind of around this. And I was thinking in the context of, you know, some of my family members and them, like, I haven't spoken to some of them in a long time and they keep trying to come back into my life, but then I let them back in my life and they don't respect those boundaries and they keep pushing for something that's never going to happen. And most recently, somebody who has been estranged from my life, my mom, for 5 or 6 years now, haven't spoken to her, showed up on my doorstep in Kingston. I'm not from Kingston. She showed up on my doorstep in Kingston, got my address from other family members who I'm not speaking to right now because of that, and left me a note in my mailbox. Girl, what are we doing? What's happening here? And that was a really big cross of my boundaries, obviously. And it also made me feel really uncomfortable. And I'm trying to understand the mentality in a way where, I'm never going to speak to her again. But trying to understand, like, what justifies you traveling 2.5-3 hours to show up on my doorstep when I haven't talked to you in 6 years. In a city that you've never even known my address that I've lived at, so you got my address. It's weird. And I texted my friend from high school and I was like, guess you'll never guess who like left a note in my mailbox and showed up at my doorstep. And she listed like 3 people and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm being called out now. Anyhow, my mom was at the top of that list, so shout out to Kira because she knows where it's at. But we are going to get into our next few songs, and I'm going to let this rest for just a couple minutes. We are going to start off with Stereophonics, and since I told you it's over, because this is just such a good song, and this is, like, I feel like it speaks from the perspective of somebody creating that distance, but also feeling the hurt and the angst towards that relationship and, you know, reflecting on it and being like sad that they've created that distance. But ultimately, you know, like at the end of the day, this person was unhealthy in their life and they had to walk away from it. And I relate a lot to that. And then after that, we have Jed Arbor, which is an all-time Canadian favorite from me. Originally, they're from or they when they made this album, they were based in Montreal, and I believe now they're based in Winnipeg. And I don't believe they're making music together anymore, but I know a couple of the members are doing their own things now. I strongly recommend you check this album out. It's their self-titled, as well as their newest album from 2024, I believe. But this is kind of like, I need to get out of this situation and I need to get away from this, and like, this is kind of holding me down. And then finally, after that, we have Some Kind of Necromancer by Tiger Lily. And this is off of their new album, Mayfly Daydream, as of February 27th. This is a new Canadian artist. And I really enjoyed this song, and I think it fits the theme. So without further ado, here is the Stereophonics with Since I Told You It's Over on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
I'm black and blue from the wind and the rain. Sad and sorrowful. Lies and the pain. I never ever meant to make you cry. If I could take it back, you know I would. I wanna burn up and die.
never let myself grow. Never left this small town. Never let nobody show me around. Stuck in this place for years, and I'm gonna get out. And I never thought that I'd do anything else, but I'm still here smoking cigarettes like we'll run out. My dog, and we'll buy a car and get out of this city. Get out of this city. And I'm gonna get, gonna get, gonna get, gonna get out. And I'm gonna get, gonna get, gonna get, gonna get out. And I'm gonna get, gonna get, gonna get out. And I'll never get, never get, never get, never get out.
I just can't.
And that was Tiger Lily with Some Kind of Necromancer, which is a new and upcoming Canadian artist, so keep an eye out for them. Before that, we had Jed Arbor with Gonna Get Out, and at the very top of that set, Since I Told You It's Over by the Stereophonics, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. We're going to get into our last songs here. I'm not going to lie, there's probably like 8 more songs on this playlist, and I just be yapping. So I'm going to try and get through as many of these as possible, and I'm going to try and prioritize them. We're going to kick things off with a song off of one of the first, I think the first album that I bought for myself on vinyl. And it's such a depressing album, and I think it really speaks to that time in my life, because I was like 17, had just left my mom's house, like completely estranged myself. And I saw this come up for sale on Maxsold, which is like an auction website. And I think I got it for like $3, which was insane. And I picked it up in a park, like I took a bus to a random parking lot and I picked it up out of the back of this guy's car. It was a really interesting time. And it was also during COVID. It was, yeah, I think that speaks a lot to the context of this song. This is their... It's off of their 2009 album, Hospice, and specifically we're going to be listening to Kettering. I think it's just a really great song, and I think it speaks to that time in my life where it was like I didn't really know what I had in that environment. Even if it's not a great environment, you still mourn it, and you still have a feeling of loss towards it. And I think it also speaks to the counter side of that, of... That was the moment where I think that side of the family really realized that I was gone, and in a way where that relationship was never going to be defined the same way again. And yeah. And then after that, we have Beck with Lost Cause. This is off of the 2002 album Sea Change, which I have this whole album saved and I listen to it quite frequently. But this is kind of, again, talking to that same feeling. And it's such a good song. And then I'm gonna put in a couple more songs here at the end. Mitski with Once More to See You, which I think talks a lot of like that feeling of like if I could only see you one more time, and like being very fixated on returning to that relationship and just saying those last few words and like making the peace, even with yourself, because I think that's a big thing with especially some of the friendships that I've lost over the years. Like I super quickly, I had this friend that I'd known since first grade, and I think as of last year, her and I stopped talking, and it was because she had gotten to a point where I was always the one reaching out, I was always the one making plans. It was kind of just emotionally draining, and I wasn't being valued in that friendship. And we just kind of like, I stopped reaching out to see what would happen. And she didn't talk to me for like 6 months, and then she reached out, and she was like, it was like literally the end of the summer, and I also found out later that she was leaving for a trip like the next week, and she was like, I miss you, we should hang out. And I was like, why would you wait until like middle of August in the summertime to reach out to me? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And in my perspective, was very performative of like, oh, I realized that this person stopped reaching out to me and stopped putting in the effort. So maybe I should just like pretend, because I feel like, again, it was very, one person was getting much more out of that friendship than the other person. But Once More to See You is like kind of my, the way I interpret it in the context of that relationship is I would love to have peace in that relationship and just like, you know, see her one more time and speak to her one more time and just say, this is what went wrong and this is how I'm feeling. And even though I don't want a friendship and a relationship anymore, because I've seen how that works with you at this point in your life, I just want to make peace with that. And that's something where you never, like, I don't think there's ever a true sense of finality in any relationship. because at the end, there's never this conversation, like you never really have that robust conversation of these are all of the things that I've been feeling throughout the course of this, and this is why I'm walking away. And I think that's something that's really valuable that I wish that I had. And then if we have time, another lovely new Canadian artist, Michaela Slinger with Fleeting, talking about the impermanence of the moment and the fleeting nature of time and relationships and places and people. I just thought it was a really nice song. It's not maybe as sad as the other songs that we'll be hearing from this section, but it's a great new artist, and you should definitely check her out. I think she has some new music coming out later this year. This is just a single, so definitely keep an eye out for that. But without further ado, we are going to kick it off with The Antlers and Kettering right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. I'll see you guys next week for something completely different.
cut through bone to make it hard to leave you alone, to leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your gun. Somebody new, baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Cause there's too many people they used to know. They see you coming. They know your secrets, you know theirs. This town is crazy, nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause. There's a place we are going. You ain't never been before. No one left at your back now. No one standing at your door. That what you thought love was for. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. I'm tired of fighting. Tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause.
Getting old happens too fast. Me and my friends would run wild in the night with the sunrise a welcoming mat. Now we've got schemes, trading dollars for dreams, so there's just no more time left.
Kingston, this is Torquil from Stars. You are listening to CFRC.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring